I don't care what profession you're in, if you're not thinking about creating personal wealth, you're missing the boat on several levels. Prior to 1978, most people who were employed weren't too worried about creating wealth because the company they worked for provided them with a pension fund when they retired. My dad worked hard all his life. He worked two jobs every day except Sunday. He was employed 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, by the federal government during the mornings from 8 to noon as a rural mail carrier. He'd come home, eat lunch, and head to his second job from 1 to 9 every weekday, Monday through Friday. With the state as the physical education director for the State Youth Training Center, I have to admit I spent a lot of time at the reform school, not in juvenile detention, but playing basketball in the gymnasium. When he retired from both jobs 25 years later, at the age of 62, he walked away with two great pensions and never had to work another day in his life. When he passed away last year at the age of 93, he left my mother in good shape financially. Well, in 1978, 41 years ago, things changed. Congress passed the Revenue Act of 1978 and added Section 401k to the Internal Revenue Code. A couple years later, in 1980, a benefits consultant named Ted Benna came up with an idea using Section 401k to allow employees to save for their own company, save for their own retirement. Within a few years, most companies, except the federal and state governments, shifted the burden of saving for retirement from the employer to the employee. Many companies like General Motors, Chrysler, Delta Airlines, and others, who were stuck with paying pension benefits to retired employees, filed for bankruptcy, which shifted the burden of paying pension benefits from the bankrupt company to the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which is a U.S. government agency that either now pays or will pay the pension benefits of over 37 million workers. Today, you're responsible for your own retirement security. Nobody but you is going to pay for your retirement. If you think that Social Security will carry you through your retirement years, you need to think again. Dave Ramsey said, "The current Social Security system sucks beyond belief. If you were to take 15% of your freaking income and put it in a fruit jar and it earned no interest, you would have more money per month than these people are going to give you if they don't go broke first." What that means is that the Social Security system has a negative rate of return as a savings program, meaning you are loaning them your money, putting your money in a retirement program, and when you get your money back, you're going to get back less than you put in. Not any interest and less than you put in. This is what's known as a tax. The government didn't set this money aside and invest it for you. They put that money in the general fund and spent it, every penny. There's no money set aside to pay your Social Security benefits when you retire. When the Social Security program started in 1940, there were 159 workers for every retiree. People were living to age 62. Today, there are 3 workers paying into the system for every retiree, and people are living longer. The average age for men is 81 and for women is 85. My aunt really gamed the system. She just passed away at the age of 102.